Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
Hi, this is Eric White with the Bureau of Workers' Compensation. I thought today we'd talk a little bit about trench safety and some of the common things that I see out there on job sites when it comes to working safely in a trench. So if an employer asks me, what should we be doing? What should we get ready for trenching? I tell them the number one thing is planning. You want to plan for the work. And the planning could be as simple as calling 811, the one call, so that you know obviously what utilities are there, knowing how deep you need to go for your utility work, because all that's going to then allow you to plan safety into that project. So I think planning is number one. So after planning, the next step is, how are we going to protect that worker while they're in that trench? Cave-in protection is the number one concern. Now, OSHA, if we look at it from an OSHA standpoint, they say we have to have cave-in protection at 5 feet. Now, my comment to that employer after that will be, however, it's up to that competent person to deem whether or not you need cave-in protection when you are at depths less than 5 feet. The standard does say at 5 feet, I need cave-in protection, but then the next paragraph will say, however, it's up to the competent person to deem when you need cave-in protection at lesser depths. And there's a lot of variables there that could determine whether or not you need cave-in protection at less than 5 feet. And that could be utilities, it could be soil conditions, it could be water, it could be other telephone poles or anything, other structures that may be nearby. It could be vibration. So don't always look at the 5 foot rule and just say, I don't need cave-in protection unless I'm deeper than that. You may need it at 3 feet. You may need it at 4 feet. So it's up to that competent person. So when that comes into play, then what kind of cave-in protection are we going to provide? Now, we obviously know that there's sloping, there's benching, there's shoring, and there's shields. And many times what I see is the shields. The shields can go in. The shields don't obviously protect our workers from a cave-in. It only protects them in the event of a cave-in. So we want to make sure that the shield is installed properly. And we're always going to refer to the tabulated data from the manufacturer for that, as far as how deep it can go and what type of soil conditions. And then the next thing we want to consider after we provide the proper cave-in protection is egress. And typically that's going to be a ladder. And when do I need that ladder? You're going to need that ladder at any depth of 4 feet or greater. So at 4 feet, I need a safe means of egress so that employee can get in and out of that trench safely, or in the event of emergency that they can leave that trench as well. So to recap, planning, providing cave-in protection at the 5 feet, and then providing the proper protection, whether that's sloping, benching, shoring, or the shields themselves.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.